93 minutes, nonstop, commercial-free. There goes Outfield Dog and Joe Show. We are talking about Puig. He's the guy that's the right fielder for the Dodgers. He's had his homes broken into four times in 18 months, and I'm the one that said, he's doing it. He's ripping himself off. There's no way anybody gets ripped off or broken into that many times in 18 months. A couple guys here. We had Rose. Rose wanted to add something. Rose, good morning. What's going on? What do you want to add about the Puig robberies?
Oh, my numbers are going to be a little bit off, but you've had Apple robbed four or five times the last 4 or 5 weeks, and I kind of giggled when you said it was an inside job. I know, I'm assuming it's not an inside job, and I've got to say, why can't Apple, of all people, afford to hire enough security to clothesline these guys when they walk out the door with these laptops and such?
Yeah, what happened now? Is there an Apple store at the Galleria? Was this a Roseville or an Arden location?
I think it was Roseville, wasn't it?
It's Galleria, yeah.
Yeah, Galleria.
So they've had four robberies, because I saw some of this on the news. Four robberies in 4 months or within the month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're walking right out of the store with it.
And you can't tell me they cannot afford, like, an emergency panic button that locks those doors to where they're trapped like rats. And it's the same thing with grocery stores. They're not really allowed to chase minors when they rob liquor, so to speak.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be an emergency button that those cashier registers, and they pop it, and then they are trapped in the store as they try to run. Because to me, the liability when that minor leaves the store, if you don't show due diligence that you tried to stop them, to me, that's also another issue.
Well, and so what are you saying, Rose? That the people that are working at Apple, they know that their buddies are going to come in, but they're not going to be looking.
Actually, I don't think it's an inside job. I was being facetious. I think it's people that just keep robbing them because they're not allowed to stop them. This is a typical problem with malls. They're not allowed.
Yeah, they can't give chase because there's always. Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
And why? Because it's easier to pass it on to the consumer that pays the bill rather than them take on the liability.
I wonder if these people robbing the Galleria are the same people that are ripping off Puig down in Los Angeles. I mean, maybe these people, they just know what easy pickings are and they just go place to place where it's simple.
She's not kidding,
man. Well, you know, nobody's going to stand their ground. I guess it makes it pretty easy to do, doesn't it?
I hadn't heard it had happened as much. I just looked this up. They have arrested three men after another robbery at the Roseville Apple Store. But listen to this. You were so right. Following the fifth incident of theft, the third in 4 days.
Yeah, how did you not know that was going to come again?
They got robbed.
Out of 4 days, three times. Out of 4 days, making it the fifth time.
No, that's what that is the store manager. And again, this is just me speculating, cracking a joke. I'm not saying the store manager's doing it.
Sure.
But to me, I would speculate that the store manager's in on this. This is where my mind goes.
No, I put the blame on corporate. They need to have better security.
Oh, really? Because what's his name? What's that? Tim Cook, the new guy that took over for Steve Jobs? Like, he's going to put armed guards outside Apple. Nothing says luxurious technology and woo Apple shininess like armed guards. But that's what they should do.
You're right. They're probably liberals that feel like, oh, it's okay. They need it more than we do. It's okay. So I don't know. I give up. It's just the whole world is upside down. So
I don't go into Apple stores a lot, but do they have the actual products out there? I always thought every
single thing that Apple sells is out there. I've been to the Arden location multiple times.
And so they've got boxes of laptops and
You have to ask for it. They go backstage behind the store to bring out what you buy, but everything that's out there, they want you to use it. They want you to touch it. So you just walk in. You could take a laptop. You could take a big towel. You could take whatever you want. They've got, you know, flat screens.
They don't have them hooked up with a wire, a magnet hooked onto it or something?
Yeah, they do, but they just yank them.
Oh, they yank them right out of it.
Yeah, they just walk in with clippers or whatever, and they snap the cable, and they leave.
Wow. Yeah. That is brazen.
And you know this. In an Apple store, man, you're at $5,000. Like, quick, that new damn phone they're coming out, that XSF10 Mondo. It's like a $1,200, $1,100 phone.
Yeah, yeah, it's insane.
And I'm getting it.
And why are they not trackable? When you get one that's stolen that was a display model, why aren't those tracked and worth absolutely nothing when you steal them?
I don't know.
Also, that's a good valid point you're making right there.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I appreciate the call, Rose.
Wow,
we're doing 93 minutes nonstop commercial-free kind of sort of. Chris, a bunch of people want to talk about these Puig and Apple thefts. What's going on, Chris? Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, the only thing I got to say is I'm a huge Dodger fan, and ever since Puig has been getting ripped off, he's been hitting home runs left and right. I hope there's 5 or 6 or 10, because like last night they were commenting when I was watching the game about where his head's at, because of that. And what's he do? He hits a three-run home run and wins the game last night.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So now maybe the Dodger fans are in on this, and people keep ripping him off because they think it's some sort of streak.
Yeah.
You know how fanatically crazy sporting fans and players are with superstition. I guarantee the whole city's doing this now. Everyone's ripping Puig off because they want him to keep streaking.
He's like De Niro in that Wesley Snipes movie, The Fan, except instead of kidnapping him, they're robbing him.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
I don't know if it's like he's just, adrenaline hype because of, he's in on a scam, or if he's just pissed off because he's getting ripped off, but whatever it is.
Well, you're a Dodger fan, though, so answer me this. Doesn't it seem or doesn't it stink of inside job beyond inside job? Don't you think he's got something to do with this?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's like, but like I said, if he does and he keeps on hitting home runs for a Dodger fan, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
He keeps winning games
maybe he's in such a good mood because he's getting his normal paycheck, and now he's getting the insurance premiums on everything that's getting stolen. And
What Puig needs to do is hire some guys to come here to the Galleria and rip off the Apple store and stock his house with Apple stuff. That way when they break in and steal from him, they're not really taking from him, they're taking from Apple.
How do we know that's not right. What's happening?
Yeah, my God.
That's silly.
Brian, good morning.
Hey, Brian.
Brian?
Yes.
Hey, brother.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was calling because I was just at the Arden Apple Store and this past weekend, and they had a undercover security there that took down a suspect that took products out of the store. As soon as he got out of the store, the security confronted him. And took him down.
Oh,
they do have security.
This happened at Arden.
Yes.
And you saw this?
Yes. I actually got in the middle of it because of how the security went down, taking the guy down. He had nothing indicating he was security, and I was concerned it was two civilians going at it, and so I tried to get into it and break it up.
So you intervened?
I did.
Wow. This is getting exciting, man. We got to start having lunch over at the food court across the street, man, and checking out all this Apple excitement.
So you see what's happened here is people have now gone into the stores enough to know that you could get in and out of, I guess, Apple the easiest with product, and now they're doing it.
Yeah, now they're doing it.
That is so brazen, the middle of the day during store hours, go in and do that.
And I always bring this conversation up around Christmas time. I would love to see Arden, Galleria, whichever mall, Sunrise. I would love to see armed guards on the roof. I want snipers. A lot of people are like, oh, this is America. This isn't Guatemala.
That would be so scary.
I would think it's so awesome. You show up at the Galleria and you just see a bunch of just black jackets and camo and SWAT dudes. All they're doing is just catwalking, casing the roof.
Oh.
Yeah, or they build like some modernized turret and they're up there and you just see the guns every now and again, the sun cracks off the barrel. And that right there tells you don't even come in here thinking that you're going to steal something, because if you get it out of the store, you're not getting it out of the building and you sure as hell ain't getting out of the parking lot. We'll shoot you.
Wow.
I would love that.
Over mall theft.
Bum, bum, ba, da, 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 you know, the. Yeah.
Whoa. Take cover.
You got the red can out there. All the change is rolling around. It's all May Day.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
Bullet shrapnel hitting the ground.
Santa's running around without his beard. Sarah, good morning.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
At the Walnut Creek Apple Store, which is a freestanding store, not inside a mall, they have armed security outside the door.
Arms? And you said this is Walnut Creek?
Yes, and I've heard it's because of theft.
And again, Walnut Creek, so you know, it's a nicer area. You know, it really is. There's some money there. It's an East Bay community. It's a nice area. It's a nice place. And they have armed security there. Huh.
Yes. It's a brand new remodeled store, freestanding, not inside a mall. So if they got out the door, they were gone.
Wow.
Well, I can tell you this. You could be guaranteed that the way that product is laid out in them Apple stores is going to change very soon.
All right. So Apple's got this big dilemma on their hands. They're like, okay, what do we do, man?
We're robbable.
Well, do we hire and pay security guards? Or do we keep raising the prices on our phones? Oh, my God, we're building a bigger problem. Lower the prices of your phones if you don't want people stealing them. Make the phone affordable. Then you don't have to hire security and keep people from taking them. Well, people are taking them because they can't afford them anymore.
Well, I want you to think of about this, too. Don't you remember when all those terrorist things and all that crap was happening and the FBI and all that was trying to hack into Apple?
Yeah, and they couldn't.
It's easier to steal the actual phone than it is to get into it and steal the information inside of it.
It's crazy. Brian, welcome.
Wow.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Brian.
I've got a comment about this. Several years ago, my ex-wife and I had bought my daughter an iPod, and somebody stole it from school, from the wonderful Roseville High School, the gang capital of the area. And I called up Apple, and I said, hey, I want to report this stolen. And they said, oh, we don't do anything about that. I said, you're telling me that the serial number that's embedded in the unit, when you hook it up to iTunes, you guys won't track that.
Oh.
Where'd he go?
Are you there? My apologies. Are you there now?
Me?
There
no.
Yeah, I'm Rick.
Oh,
you looking for Rick?
No, I don't know what the hell happened there.
Oh, we lost him.
I apologize to the man who called. Sorry about that. You got cut off. I don't know what happened to the phone line.
Sometimes it just clicks it in the holder. It's something weird.
Something wacky happened. My apologies. So what he's saying is they have no way of tracking the device, which he's calling horse crap on. They absolutely do.
That's a great point. It does log you in.
But because there's so much Apple theft, they're not even going to mess with it.
Wow.
I mean, people are just taking this stuff. And again, that's fantastic that you have something people are willing to steal and go to jail for, but let's lower the prices. Let's make it affordable so people aren't going to do jail time over a $200 phone.
Well, if you can find a $200 Apple phone, you let me know. I'd like to have that immediately.
I know. They're expensive nowadays.
Woo!
Back to the rock and roll. Sorry about that. We got a little sidetracked, but everyone wanted to talk about these. This guy here, Elizar, says they have a cop now at the Arden Mall.
Do they?
Out, I guess, hanging around Apple, because this Apple theft has become such a big damn thing.
Oh, my God. We're 2 years away from dog snipers on the mall roofs.
And you know what's even more disgusting? People are stealing phones. Now, if there was a car robbery syndicate going on and people were going to car dealerships, that makes sense.
Okay.
People are going crazy to steal technology. Here. Not even boosting cars, they're boosting phones.
And laptops. And yeah, that's weird.
Wow.
That's funny.
Even the robbers have become millennials. It's awful.